Hi, I'm Sir Winger. Welcome to the first ever podcast, Leaf Central at Lunch, baby.
Well, everyone, as Super Wayne just said, welcome to the first ever episode of Leaf Central at Lunch. And for those of you who think that might sound familiar, we just want to assure you at Leaf Central that that is a 100% freshly squeezed idea from the four minds of the guys here at Leaf Central headquarters.
Don't you mean five?
Well, what I mean is that either one of us is without brain or two of us are working with half a brain. Now, before we move on, this episode today, we are going to be discussing our season previews of the Western Conference, but we should get you all familiar with everyone here. So I'm going to do the introductions for the first show, and I'm going to start with, to my right, we have Brian, the most stubborn argumentative of us all. Say hello, Brian.
Matter of opinion, but glad to be here.
Thank you. To his right, we have Dave, who never says no. He always says yes, but he probably most likely means maybe. Say hello, David.
Hey, Clark. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah. And across from David, we have the only person here who is not a Clark. It is Jamie Andrews, the so-called funny one.
Hi.
Okay. And sitting beside Jamie, we have the eldest of us all, our NHL hockey historian and the only person that was alive when the Leafs won the Stanley Cup last in 67. It is Wayne Clark. Say hello, Wayne.
Hi, guys.
Very good. So now, at last but not least is me, Chris Clark, the resident ass, apparently. Everyone always tells them that I'm an ass, so I guess I must be. And so today we are going to – oh, wait, actually, first of all, I should let you know that our email address is leafcentral@gmail.com, or our blog is leafcentral@lunch.blogspot.com.
Let me interrupt for just a quick second here. Our email address is leafcentral@gmail.com for the group of five of us. But if you want to get a hold of us individually, for example, myself, Brian, you can email me at brian.leafcentral@gmail.com. Wayne would be wayne.leafcentral@gmail.com, et cetera. So anything personal, such as marriage proposals, death threats, you can send to our personal email. But anything towards the show, any suggestions, recommendations, comments, feel free to send to leafcentral@gmail.com.
If I could just say something, if I'm late on my replies, it's simply just because I don't have a computer. So if you could be patient, that'd be great.
Perfect. And one other thing, we actually have a pool that we started at sportingnews.com. We're going to discuss that in a little more detail at the end of the show, and if anybody wants to join, they'll be more than welcome to, and we'll give you all the details later. And before we get into our season preview, I just wanted to mention that I was watching the preseason, and I noticed the new jerseys that the Leafs had, and I wanted anyone's opinion on either the style of the new jerseys, the logos changed for different teams, what they like, what they dislike around the NHL.
So are you talking about the new tight-fitting jerseys, or are you talking about the new style designs for every team?
I'm pretty sure he's talking about the styles for teams, right? Because we saw the new fitting jerseys at the Olympics already, eh?
Right, exactly.
So, well, I guess for the Leafs to begin with, I'm not a fan of the new jersey style without the stripes. I think with the original six, you should really not mess around too much with the original style. I don't know. It just looks like it's missing something with the two stripes gone.
Yeah, it makes them look like they're footy pajamas, like when you're a kid.
Exactly.
The one
yeah,
piece.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree with not messing with the original six. I don't mind tweaking it a little bit, but as long as they leave the symbol, which, of course, the Leafs left the symbol the exact same. But I agree with the stripe. I hate the missing stripe.
Well, like last year, they added the silver outlining. Yeah. I thought that was a nice, classy addition, but this is too much for me.
I personally, it doesn't really bother me that the stripe's missing. I think the jerseys look okay, and they're pretty. I mean, it's no big deal.
Okay, so just quickly, favorites and least favorites. Anybody got any? I love the Washington one.
Yeah, Washington. Fantastic. I forgot about Washington. I love the old cap symbol back. I just love that.
And they're the only ones that radically changed their jersey,
yeah.
Really.
Not me. I like the new last couple of years of the Washington with the eagle, and I really did like it. Yeah, you too, Wayne?
I like that one, too. The eagle one?
Yeah. And definitely, I think it's almost unanimous that the worst one is the Canucks one.
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. The last year with the third jersey with the green and blue, the old style with the hockey rink and the stick was beautiful. But
yeah.
Hated it.
Stick on the C with the orca, terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, though, that they wrote Vancouver along the chest in case you forget who was playing that night.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
That's sarcasm for any of you who don't know Dave.
Dallas. Dallas has also done a similar thing, saying Dallas.
Yeah.
Big star at the bottom. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's all those American viewers, I think.
Yeah. What is this again? Oh, Dallas versus Vancouver. That's the only time it works.
Where do I live?
So we're going to move on now, and we're going to actually move right into the meat of things, into our season preview. We're going to start with the Western Conference. I know we're Leaf Central, but we wanted to get the other conference right out of the way, first of all, for this first episode. And we're going to jump right into the Pacific Division. And, Dave, why don't you tell us about the Ducks and what you think they're going to be up to this year?
Well, the big question is whether the Ducks are going to be able to repeat this year. And, you know, there's a lot of people that really think that they have a chance at doing that. And I agree that, I mean, they're very strong on defense, even without Niedermeyer back. I mean, they brought in Schneider. They've solidified that defense. But with what they've lost, I really don't think they have enough coming in. You know what I mean? Like, for example, what people aren't talking a lot about is Timu. Here you got Timu, who's almost 100 points, that's left the team. Well, so far, he hasn't said for sure whether he's retiring or not. And they brought someone in like Bertuzzi. Do they think he's really going to pick up the slack from Timu? I really don't think. They're still a strong team, but there's no way that they're going to be repeating what they did last year.
Really? That's interesting. So does anybody think Schneider and Bertuzzi will replace the loss of Solani and Niedermeyer? Anybody?
Well, to be honest, with maybe the exception of last year, I think Bertuzzi has got to be one of the most overrated players in the league.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't see it with him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Yeah, you know what? You lose a lot when Scott Niedermeyer, what is it, at least a 2 or 3-time Norris Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
And Solani with that unbreakable record, rookie record of 70 goals in a season. You lose a lot in a team.
Now, I got to say, it could be very smart planning on the side of management, because now with Niedermeyer being out, he hasn't said he's going to retire. He comes back right before the trade deadline. It could be a way to free up cap space before the trade deadline and allow him to come back. You could consider it as a good strategy.
It definitely is. That's exactly why they suspended him. So
yeah, I was going to say the same thing. We don't know if Niedermeyer's coming back or when he is, if he decides to.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm surprised Davey didn't mention is Edmonton signing Dustin Penner to a ridiculous
contract.
Oh,
yeah. I can't believe I forgot about that. Exactly. They still do have that young core in forwards. They have people that have, you got Kunitz, Getzlaff, Corey Perry, these people that really did step it up last year,
mm-hmm.
but they are going to miss Dustin Penner quite a bit.
And Schneider's already injured, if anybody didn't know that. He got injured in preseason already.
Do you know
there
for
goes,
how long?
No, but there goes, 21 goals and how many on the power play from him last year?
It depends on the injury. He was amazing last year on mm-hmm. Detroit. Some people mm-hmm. argue it's because he was playing with Lidstrom, but really, Schneider is an asset with it. With
yeah. 11 goals last year, 41 assists. So.
Wow. All right, well, Wayne, you had one quick one?
Yeah, I think Corey Perry did an amazing season last year in the playoffs.
Is he going to be better this year?
I'll wait and see.
Wait and see? All right. Let's move along. The Sharks, they've had unrealistic expectations for the last few years. Haven't been able to break past the second round, I don't think. Let's give a little cap of what you think the Sharks are going to do this year, Dave.
The Sharks, they're fast, they're big, they're young. Scoring shouldn't really be a problem for them. They got the best 1-2 centers in the league right now with Thornton and Marleau. I mean,
any disagreements there?
Oh, not at all. No, Marleau's one of my all-time faves.
Right?
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah, honestly. And Thornton, since he left Boston, I mean, I would say he's matured as a player and just played absolutely amazing for San Jose.
Just quickly interject, was that like the worst trade that you could imagine in the last 20 years?
We'll have to analyze that on another day or something, but yeah, it was definitely...
I don't think you need to analyze that. I think that was the worst trade.
But even getting back to San Jose, if you look at their stats last year, they were sixth in the league offensively with just over three goals per game and seventh defensively. So, I mean, they were very effective at both ends of the rink, and even maybe their only weakness is that they started to rely on their power play a lot. They scored minimum goals towards the end of the year, 5-on-5, and that is something that they're going to have to really step up a little bit, because that will help out in the long run, not relying on their special teams so much. But then, as well, another solid thing that they have is their goaltending. Nabokov has been playing very well, so I think he's going to continue to do so.
Okay, so for everyone, just on Nabokov, you're right on the topic I was wanting to talk about. Now that Toskal is out of the way, now that he is definitely the number one, is that going to help Nabokov?
I think Nabokov is going to do well now that Toskal has gone to Toronto.
Yeah, I think I disagree a little bit because healthy competition is good. Look at now that Toskal is in Toronto. They're saying that's going to step up Rakarov's game because now there's that competition. With Toskal out of the way, being a better, arguably as good, if not a better goalie, at half the salary. I don't know, I think that competition's
and
nice.
Another thing, I think Toskal is going to be a number one goalie, and Breakoff's going to be back up the whole season.
Well, we're not at
season.
We're not at Toronto yet, so you're
true
gonna
Leafs
have to,
fan.
Well, yeah, he's that's all he thinks about. One more quick one about San Jose. Roenick, is they just signed him for the 5 goals and he's gone, or is he going to be there all year? And what's he going to do to the team, good or bad?
He's going to be irrelevant. Roenick's always played for himself. I don't think he's going to help the team. I think he's not going to hurt the team. I don't know if he's in it for the 500 goals, but he just wants to play.
He's only 5 away, so he's pretty close.
I really think it is because he loves the game. He wants to play. Oh. Unfortunately, like you said, he does play for himself. He's not. I mean, there's usually problems in the dressing room where he plays.
Yeah. I like when he goes to dinner in the middle of a game. I think that's the best.
What? I just went to dinner.
Well, okay, so we'll move on to the next team. Dallas has a bunch of no-names, I'd say. A team of anonymity. Nobody knows who's really there mm-hmm. anymore except Medano and Turco. What do you think of Dallas? How are they going to fare this year?
Well, I mean, you hit it there with the goalie. They have a very strong goalie, one of the best in the league. So that's definitely a plus. They have good defensemen. I mean, they got Zubov, Boucher, Nordstrom. They have a decent defensive core, and they actually have a very good defensively-minded offensive team. And that's obviously seen from their defensive play last year. 2.3 goals against last year, third in the league. Problem is they can't score goals. Yeah. And that looks like it's still going to be the problem this year because they haven't really – they haven't added anyone
no.
this year that's going to help in that department. So unless they start scoring goals, they're going to end up – I think they're going to be much worse than they did last year. I'm not thinking they're going to even make the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either. Did you hear what the GM said that they – he said they didn't sign anybody because they think it was just outrageous what people were paying and they're just going to wait and leave cap space for the trade deadline. But I don't know if that's a wise strategy or not.
Well, usually you leave cap space at the trade deadline because you think you need it for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And
right.
so, I mean, but at that time, it's almost too late to fight for that spot for the playoffs.
And as far as making the playoffs or not, and Turco being one of the best goalies in the league, maybe with the exception of last year, he still has to prove himself as a playoff goaltender. And
oh.
even if they do squeak in.
I don't agree with that.
Well, that's the general consensus. Yes, last year he did.
Your general
he did,
consensus?
No, general consensus.
My thoughts. Two.
All right, well, whatever.
What were your thoughts?
Turco still has to prove himself in the playoffs to take a team to the finals.
You don't think getting those two shutouts and keeping Dallas single-handedly in it was enough? Like, it was two back-to-back shutouts just to keep them competitive against Vancouver.
Exactly.
What else was he going to do if his team can't even score two bloody goals for him?
Like I said, general consensus, not my opinion, and with the exception of last year.
Oh, with the exception of last year.
Oh, like with that. The exception of last
asterisk,
year.
Asterisk, asterisk.
Don't
asterisk.
Forget, people at home can replay and hear what I said the first time.
All right, that's fine.
If I may, I'm going to have to disagree with all of you. Let's start with Turco. Turco, top 5 goalie, bottom line. And as for Dallas not making the playoffs, it's just ridiculous. Dallas will make the playoffs. They're going to have a tough time
what
trying
place?
To win the division. You know what? I think they're going to come second in their division. So you're talking fourth, fifth, or sixth, depending
yeah.
on the other competition. I mean, Medano had an off year. He had quite an injury. And any time Medano scored less than 50 points in a season, immediately after he's come back double, at least.
Oh, really?
So look for him to be on fire.
I wish
also,
we had
look
a
for
fact
this
checker.
New rookie, Nicholas Groslund, on defense. Going to make an impact this year on the team for the roster. He definitely is going to make an impact.
And one more thing, since you jumped over me about the Turco thing, like I said, it's not my opinion. But if I could quote.
Well, what are you quoting from?
Turco extracted some revenge on his critics of his playoff record by building up a .952 save percentage, recording 3 shutouts and holding the Stars in the series until Game 7. So, yes, he did play a good playoff record. But remember, Jim Carrey also won the Vezina. So one season does not prove a thing.
Well, all right. We'll have to see this year if anything can change. And we're going to have to move on to the next team. Dave, we got a pretty young team here. Quite a few changes, I'd say. L.A.
Yeah, anything? LA has made a number of changes. Just lost my notes on LA for a second there.
No problem.
But they have definitely gotten younger, their defense especially. And they've added pressing, Stewart, these young guys that will definitely learn from Rob Blake. I mean, Blake
That's true.
Is still, sure, he's getting paid a lot of money. But that leadership will help out with these young guys. Plus, the addition up front with Hanzus, Nagy, these guys, Calder, they've helped out on their offense. But, of course, everybody knows their biggest problem, goaltending.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it was yesterday, Kluche was put on waivers.
Really?
So that gives
Hooray!
Us
About time someone clued in he's not a number one goalie.
There's someone from Vancouver speaking right now, so you can get where he's coming from. I've always agreed that Kluche's not a number one.
If I may add something else, he's a dumbass.
Really? Oh, well.
Well, who's going to take his place? LaBarbera? Or?
Well, or that kid that was in the Olympics, Bernier?
Oh, yeah.
Or Aubin? Well, that answers one of my questions. So then who's going to win the goalie duel then?
Who's going to what?
Obviously, Kluche's lost the goalie
duel. I hope it's not Kluche.
Well, he's gone. I mean.
I don't know. I can't imagine who they're going to be starting this year in goalie. And that's going to be their sole problem. Because already, I mean, last year they were third worst in the league for goals against.
Yeah.
So, and that was.
Was that their first year under Crawford? Does anybody
yes.
remember?
No,
first year?
Their second year.
Second year. Yeah, all right.
And it's funny because Crawford was the big proponent of Kluche.
Yeah, he wanted to bring him in. And he brought him for almost nothing. I mean,
yeah.
Moron.
Took nothing.
Mm-hmm. So then my question is, can all these young players with the goaltending a little bit sketchy bring LA back to the playoffs? And they've been missing, mind you, since 2002.
Definitely not. There's no way they're making the playoffs.
No.
I agree. But I also think that this team for the next two or three years will be exciting to watch because of this young talent.
Yeah. I like Camilleri.
Yeah, Camilleri, Kopitar, and Frolov. I mean,
absolutely.
These guys are awesome.
Plus, they got some nice ones coming up in the system. Jack Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Do you think he'll make the lineup?
If they need him. I mean, they have a pretty solid young defense, so I don't know. They got Visnovsky, Blake. So, I mean, Blake's not young, but they've got a pretty decent defensive core now. I'm curious to see if they're going to let him mature a little bit more. Before he makes the big time.
It all depends on the perspective. I wouldn't be surprised to see him. I wouldn't be surprised not to. It depends on where they want to go this year. If it wasn't for Phoenix, they'd be 15th in the West, no question.
Really? Well, all right.
I got a question. What do you think about the acquisition of Legasov of Nagy?
Nagy, yeah. Who knows with that guy?
Yeah,
he was Dallas's leading scorer with, 50 points. Like, that doesn't tell you much.
Yeah, I mean.
55 points last year.
Do you think this is a good thing, a bad thing? What do you think about this guy?
I like him. I don't think he's I think he's a good player. But I think if he's if he plays with Hanzus in the middle, you know, as long as I think he's with some talent with him, then I think he'll do okay.
All right. So we're going to move to the last team in the division and most likely the last team in the conference, Phoenix.
Yeah. Does anybody doubt that they're going to be last in the league?
No.
You know what? I might.
Really? Eh? Well, we'll
You're
deal
the
with
only
that.
One.
But we'll go into that later.
I mean,
they beat the Leafs once in exhibition. That matters.
You can just see Gretzky's frustration every time he holds a press conference. The guy is at the end of his rope.
Poor guy. I mean, what a horrible way to end such a great legacy. Not to end it. Who knows? You know what? They have so many picks now that they have a plethora of picks coming up. And maybe a few years down the road, if Gretzky still has his job,
I doubt it.
They will be very good. But the problem, I mean, besides goaltending, they got rid of Cujo, which is debatable. I mean, he's a very talented veteran. And now who do they have? Telquist and Abisher? That's a very questionable 1-2 combination.
He didn't look questionable against the Leafs the other night. Telquist, he looked pretty awesome.
I think he wanted to prove a point. But
he
a little
did.
Exclamation mark in the Air Canada Center. But, no, they weren't playing the ACC, were they?
Yeah, when
was
he
it
played?
At Winnipeg?
That's a good question.
They played Boston. Yeah, they were in Winnipeg. But anyway, even to...
No, you're mistaken. Sorry. They were in Air Canada when Telquist was playing.
They played back-to-back. Did they not play Telquist first game?
They played him in the Air Canada one.
Anyway.
And the first one they played... I forget who.
I don't remember. But anyway, getting back to some of the things they need to work on, they have some great players. They got Shane Doan. They got Jovanovski. They got people that... Overrated,
I think.
Maybe they got good leadership. Jovanovski's a very natural leader, apparently. That's what I hear from Vancouver's camp.
Without wearing out this topic, too, do you really think Shane Doan is that great, or do you think he's that good because he's on Phoenix?
That's the question, is he really that good? He keeps on they keep expecting him to be that good. They keep expecting him to take the team on his shoulder and run to the playoffs, but...
You know what? Bottom line, then, is not enough talent.
The big thing is John Tavares. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, it's
not
going to happen.
With Phoenix.
All right.
Essentially, all we're debating is if they're going to be 14th or 15th.
So exactly. Whatever. Yeah, you're right.
The one bright spot they do have is either Tallquist and Abisher, and that's simply because their goalie coach is Grant Fuhr.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean, if they're going to be bright spots, then it's because of their goalie coach.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to have to move on to the next division now. That's the Northwest Division, and our Northwest Division expert is Jamie. And Luongo's team, right off the bat, Vancouver. It's obviously his team. I wouldn't think it's Naslin's anymore. Talk about Vancouver for a bit and tell us what you think about it.
You know what? Vancouver is going to be exciting to watch this year simply because of Luongo and all the other talent they have. I mean, the Sedin twins... I personally don't like them, but they're pretty good. The unfortunate thing is they have to play together to be good.
Yeah, that's true.
The separation of those two is pretty dismal. You get point production way down. Naslin needs to step it up as well. But they have a pretty good supporting cast. You got Brendan Morrison, who's always been supporting, but never a breakout player. And then you've also got some key defensemen like Sammy Salo, Matias Olin. They've been
Salo's injured, I think, right now, eh?
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to hurt the team. But all in all, you know, I really predict that Vancouver is definitely going to make the playoffs this year and probably win their division.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think there's enough scoring. I mean, they've got the Twins. I think it was a big mistake not even giving Carter a chance, Anson Carter, just even a walk-on.
Yeah, I mean, everybody in Vancouver feels that way.
Yeah.
Anson Carter's disappointed his last few years.
No,
so
but...
he's going to take a chance on him.
Well, I would.
It's because he's heartbroken.
Yeah, poor guy. I would if I were them. I mean, 30 goals when he was with the Twins. That was pretty good.
You can't argue that.
What did they not have in the playoffs?
Yeah.
They had Luongo standing on his head being incredible.
Yep. You know what,
thankfully, it was Dallas, and they couldn't score goals either.
Exactly.
If it was Detroit or Anaheim, they're finished.
Yeah, it's true.
I agree. Vancouver will never make the playoffs.
That's not what Jamie said.
Yeah, I said the opposite.
He said the absolute opposite.
Yeah, well, he wants them to make the playoffs.
I don't want them to make the playoffs. They won't make the playoffs.
They won't make the playoffs. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
with Linden,
thanks for agreeing.
With Trevor Linden, I think
he's injured too, and good riddance.
He's injured too.
Yeah.
Well, without him, the playoffs are very unhopeful for them.
All right. Well, I think Luongo is the only thing that will save him from that fate of missing the playoffs. All right, James, the next division the next team. Mike Keenan now steps in to Calgary. Is he going to put the fist down?
When has he not? Every team he's gone to, he's put the fist down. So it's just a matter of time to see whether or not how the team responds to it. Players hate him or they love him. They love the iron fist, and it motivates them to be better.
So under that, what you just said, who's going to fall and falter under Keenan? Who's going to be awesome with Keenan? Any guesses?
I think Keenan is going to do great under Keenan.
Yeah?
Yep, I think so. Yeah. It's going to drive him to live up to his potential, which I don't think he's been doing.
Last couple of years.
Yeah, last couple of years.
You know who I think is going to just totally dive is Nolan. Nolan and Keenan, I can imagine, are going to knock heads. Nolan's such an arrogant bum, so.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. They're right there.
Yeah.
I think it's a toss-up. It's hard to decide. It all depends on how Keenan plays the dressing room. If he points to Ginla as what everybody should be, then you're going to see 11 other forwards, you know, tank because they're comparing themselves to him. It all depends on how he handles that room.
Okay, I'm going to give you two stats, and anybody can explain it. Go ahead. Their home record, 30 wins, 9 losses, 2 ties. Their away record, 13, 20, and 8.
Bizarre.
Are they going to fix that?
They have to.
Yeah. That's why they lost in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because Kiprusov in the playoffs was unbelievable. But other than him, everyone else was so-so.
Yeah, mediocre.
Kiprusov's an absolute Iceman. He's probably the only one who's not going to be phased by...
Iceman.
No, seriously, he's the only one who's not going to be phased by Keenan.
Yeah.
The guy, honestly, it's like, He has no expression. He doesn't care. He just goes out and he gives 100% every time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think Dion Phaneuf should pick up his game this year.
Oh, you know that's what? A tall order, Wayne.
he's going to be a breakout candidate this year.
That's my opinion there, okay?
Like it or lump it, Brian. You want to fight? Dave. We got to fight happening right now.
We'll have a good year this year.
50 points for a defenseman is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Guys, okay?
How many years till he wins the Norris?
It'll be soon.
I predict he'll win it this year.
Okay.
With Niedermeyer retired, well, that's one less person to get.
Put that on the site.
You gotta wait for Lidstrom to die before anybody else.
No kidding.
Lidstrom, guy's insane. I just heard Lidstrom we'll get to them. Expand his NHL career.
When we get to Detroit, we'll talk about Lidstrom. Okay, so we got the combo of Sakic and Smith in Colorado. Are they going to return to the playoffs, James?
You know what? This team is going to be a very exciting team to watch for this year, next year, and the years after. I mean, they are going to be good. They're definitely going to make the playoffs this year. I mean, watch out for Woltek Wolski, whatever his name is. Paul Stastny proved that definitely he's an NHL player center. He really stepped up his game. And Sakic, I mean, this guy, he's got to be one of the most respected players in the NHL. I'm sure that at least half of the elite NHL players wish they were had Joe Sakic on their team.
Just thinking, you remember when he scored that goal in the Olympics? Oh, man, that was awesome. Yeah. Was that the fifth goal to put them up 5-2?
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
It's just pretty sweet. Lack is, of course, goaltending.
I don't think so.
You think Budaj is?
I think he's awesome.
I mean, Budaj had a good year. I mean, he played 41 games.
That stretch?
Yeah.
At the end?
And he played 41 games, and I think he won 28 or something like that.
Oh, you tell me.
Okay,
you're
I will
the
tell
expert.
You.
Yeah. Did anybody hear how many points Stastny got already in the exhibition?
No.
Anybody? Two games, he got 6 points already.
Wow. Get out of town.
Yeah.
This kid's awesome.
I know. I can't wait to see what he gets this year. He'll break 100, I'd say.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what? I'm wrong. Peter Budaj played 57 games, won 31. Lost 16.
That's pretty good.
And he got 3 shutouts.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. And what's his save percentage?
Oh, his save percentage was .905.
That's okay. Definitely better than Theodore. Where's he going? Nowhere, right?
They're just waiting for him to be up for free agency.
Yeah.
And then someone will have to cut his game.
He'll be the backup, of course. After he'll let Peter Budaj play 20 straight games and then back up for 3.
Just we, Theodore. I suck bum.
That's exactly it.
All right, so let's see. Next team we have on the agenda are strictly defense first, Minnesota. Number one in defense.
Yeah. Well, there's a saying pretty much in all sports, defense wins championships, and this is exactly the way the team is structured. But offensively, they pretty much share the puck. I mean, last year they had about 4 or 5 people with 50 or more points last year. So that's pretty good. You got Pierre-Marc Bouchard, Pavel Dimitra, Marian Gaborik. I mean, he played, what did he play? He played 48 games and got 57 points.
Yeah,
imagine
awesome.
If he played a full season.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a contender with Crosby.
Yeah, you know? having a fellow, was it Slovak?
Slovak.
Dimitra with him is a big help, too.
Yeah, I mean, Pavel likes to pass the puck, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, and both of them stepped it up at the end of the year. I mean, the last half of the year, they were both over a point a game.
Yeah, and Dimitra, before that lockout, was getting 90, 95 points a season. Yeah, he was awesome.
I know. And, I mean, the captain of the team, Brian Rolston, he's been pretty good for the past few years.
So
they're a solid team.
Yeah, and we've talked the defense and the forwards. Backstrom, is he going to have a sophomore jinx, or how's he going to be?
I don't know, man. I don't trust backup goalies too much. So,
well,
I'm expecting a lot out of Backstrom.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be outstanding this year.
Yeah. Outstanding. That's by the way, that's a Brian Clark trademark phrase.
Outstanding.
Trademark that right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Now it's trademarked. Yeah. Don't say it.
Outstanding.
But,
outstanding. Oh, crap. I'm going to be sued.
But according to his stats from last year, he played 41 games, won 23, lost 8.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 6 OTs, OTLs.
That shows you he can play under pressure. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he got 5 shutouts. And he's got a pretty good save percentage of .929.
That was the number one. Year. Pretty good? That's number one. I'm pretty
was
sure.
Was it number one?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder I thought it was pretty good. You're absolutely right. Save percentage.
So smart.
Number one.
Yeah.
And you know what? Their team last year.
If it wasn't.
Goals against per game, 2.24, first in the NHL.
Mm.
That's how you win games.
Yeah. But and what's their goals for, though? Is that going to be a problem?
Well, not with the amount of players who got 50-plus points last year.
I think they need one more score, really.
I agree. They were only 19th in the league last year.
Yeah.
In offense. And that's not enough.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right. So, all in all, according, in my division, I expect Minnesota to win, sorry, not win their division, but at least come in third.
That's not that high, though.
No,
that could but be I as do low expect them. Seventh.
Yeah, I do expect them to win the make the playoffs. I should say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? There's only one more team left in your division. Are they still going to be on that terrible slide they had last year? And that's Edmonton.
Yeah, Edmonton. This is the team I thought is going to battle for first round pick in free agency. So
not bad, eh?
I think they're as bad as Phoenix and
wow,
pretty much.
I think everyone here probably disagrees with you.
Yeah, I know everybody does, but that's me, eh? That's what this is all about.
You know, if they didn't have Kevin Lowe at the captain of the ship, it would be a different story, but he's too smart to let that team go to the bottom.
Yeah, and he's got balls, let me tell you. I love what he's been doing this offseason.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, I love it. What are you trying to steal Vanek and then getting Penner? Oh, that's wicked. I love
so it. For Brian Burke to come out and call him a thief,
that was
no good. Honestly, the guy knows what he's doing. He does.
So on the other side, do you think Burke's an idiot then?
Yes, I do. I mean, that's part of the game. Big deal if there's been a silent pact between all the GMs not to do something like this. Of course, Burke did the smart thing and make sure he had the full 2 weeks to make the decision or whatever the minimum. And then at the last second, tell him, nope. We're going to get rid of him.
Burke
whereas Lindy Ruff was like, no, we're going to sign him right away and sign him onto that monster contract the second they said they signed the offer sheet for him.
Mm-hmm. Burke wasn't an idiot to let him go because Lowe did overpay, but he was a little bit of an idiot to run his mouth.
But
well,
do you think
that's the way he works. That's
it's Burke.
We'll see. Yeah. I still like Burke, but that was pretty funny listening to him just name-call and mudsling as much as possible.
Just frustrated.
Do you think that's going to be par for the course now in Edmonton? Do you think that this has opened the door to how to go to Edmonton? You know you're going to make a lot of money because they have to overpay anyone.
No. Well, I think
yes, Brian?
They have to attract players. They have to attract
Are
players
you the host?
Somehow. They have to attract players somehow. I noticed the Chris Pronger exit, but James, you never mentioned anything about Surrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Actually,
some people think it's great. Some people think it's a terrible move. But honestly, in Edmonton, you got to take what you can get as far as I'm concerned.
That's for sure. Their defense is totally, instead of defense first, now they're trying to get offense first. And a couple numbers. Surrey, career minus 27. They brought in Tarnstrom, career minus 75.
Wow.
And they brought in Pickenin, who is a plus as a career, but last year was minus 25 in Philly. Yeah, are they going to be like now 30th for goals against or what?
I think they're hoping to win every game 10-8.
On all power play goals from defensemen.
Yeah. And the person who has to suffer those games is Rolson.
Yeah. Well, who they overpaid and over-evaluated because of that one run,
he'll probably
in my
end
opinion.
Up with,
to be honest, he is playing better than expectations,
yeah.
But certainly not what they paid him for.
No.
Now, do you think Hemsky will pick up his game this year?
He has to.
Yeah,
one of the only forwards. I mean, Horkoff looked good in exhibition.
Big fan of Horkoff, big fan of Hemsky both. But they do, in order for this team to go anywhere, they do need to elevate their game.
They almost have a little bit of Kovalev in them. You know, they have to be interested.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Not to that great
not
of a
talent.
Degree, but no.
You mean like focus?
They have attitude, the talent. Yeah. Not the same talent as him, but the attitude, and they need
That's
to have
I mean.
More focus.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
I think without Hemsky, Edmonton won't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I will say this. They are in a rebuilding year.
They've signed an awful lot of free agents to be in a rebuilding
year. Yeah, I don't know if that's actually Lowe's philosophy. I think he just doesn't want to be in the basement.
Lowe wants to get into the playoffs every single year. And honestly,
I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. I don't see it happening either, but I don't see them being last.
And
but then again, none of us saw him go into the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years ago.
You're absolutely right.
Every round I said, no way Edmonton's winning, they're gone. Next round,
against
no way
Detroit,
they're gone. Oh. No way Edmonton's winning, they're gone. That was it. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the final division in the Western Conference, and that will be the Central Division, whom our expert is Brian Clark.
Well, it's pretty cool to be talking about the West. We don't often get a lot of that being East Coast fans. You know, the Central Division is often considered the weakest division of the Western Conference, but there's a lot of good things coming with many of the teams, and we'll start with Chicago. Last year, as we all know, Chicago was at the bottom. They were last in power play goals. They were second last in goals for, second last in shots, and eighth last in goals against. Fortunately, anyway, good things are finally brewing in Chicago, but it won't translate to any kind of success for in the next couple of years anyway. But things could get exciting. First of all, we got Denny Savard for the first full year or full season as a head coach, which is terrific.
Really?
You don't think so?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
It's unproven, but I think just knowing the way the guy played, he's arguably the smartest hockey player, one of the smartest who ever played the game.
Well, so is Gretzky. But
well, that's one of the arguments people are saying, is that these type of people get frustrated because they can't explain how to be good. And maybe because they were so good, it's hard to get the whole team aspect.
Well, you look at the potential in Chicago and translate it to Phoenix. So, for example, we have Havlat. Obviously, either a hot and cold player. But you look at the way he started the last couple of years. If he can stay healthy and he has his mind on the game, this guy's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at him having another dynamic start. There's other players involved. Robert Lang was a throwaway from Detroit. He had two lousy years, but you really can't blame it on him. You throw a guy who I love, who's absolutely amazing, on a team of superstars, and of course he's not going to play fantastic. But
because he's a superstar, he's not going to play fantastic?
No, you put him on a team of superstars, he's not going to have his chance to shine, because he's an above-average player, but he's not the likes of a Datsyuk or Zetterbergers or things like that.
Do you know if he was lining with Datsyuk and Zetterberg?
He didn't get the ice time he did before.
Oh,
I know that for sure. So I think when you put him on a line with a fellow Czech like Havlat, he's going to be dynamic. And I think it's going to be exciting to see how he plays.
Who's the other winger on that line? Who do you think?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you. They did bring in Sergei Samsonov.
That's what I was thinking.
The guy was an absolute disaster in Montreal. He had a total problem. He was a head case. You never know. The guy has flashes of brilliance. This guy could be a disaster on Chicago, or he can be one of the saviors of the team. We're looking at other guys that are brought in, such as Yannick Perreault, an obvious addition to the power play and penalty kill with his face-offs. And thankfully, they finally got rid of a coin who could have been a terrific defenseman, but just floundered on Chicago. Makes lots of room now for guys like Seabrook.
Maybe Keenan will kick O'Coin's butt and make him play better.
Turn him into the defenseman.
Honestly, I think O'Coin and Chicago just didn't mix. Both O'Coin, terrific defenseman, just didn't work on Chicago. Chicago didn't provide the right atmosphere for him to grow. And finally, we cannot ignore the young guys coming in. We got Kane, Taves, both first round picks, both absolutely unbelievable junior players.
Do they make the team this year?
Looking at the team now, there's no doubt both of them will be playing. Cool. Whether they play the whole season, they're definitely going to get more than a fair shake.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I can't wait to see Taves play a full season. Kane, I wouldn't be surprised to see him play the whole year, but you know, you never know.
He's a small guy. It's curious to see how he's going to do.
Well, you know, Chicago has plenty of room to let these guys experiment with.
That's true.
What do you think about Martin LaPointe this year?
He's an experienced, I guess you can call him enforcer. He's going to bring a lot of discipline to the guys, and he's going to add the spark that's needed.
And I think so, too.
If they make the playoffs, he would be definitely helpful since he's got a lot of experience that way.
Chicago won't make the playoffs this year.
But no, chance. I mean, you never know.
Give him a few years, and there's a lot of good things coming, and it comes down to, another contributing factor is goaltending.
Yeah.
Javi Boulin, who I'm not a fan of. I don't like him at all. You can't argue with the numbers when he's on, and that comes down to him being in the right headspace and if he plays well.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for Chicago. We're going to move on then to the next possibly improved team, you know, depending on what Korea does, and that's St. Louis. What have you got on them, Brian?
St. Louis is going to be the most improved team in the division. They're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. They may even get in there. I think they're going to be awesome.
Wait a second. I got interestingly, since it's our first podcast ever and it's not live, we actually have a phone call from Keith Tkachuk. You want to interview Keith Tkachuk there, Brian?
Oh?
I was just pissed at Chuck. How are you guys doing? I got a few minutes. I'm just in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Oh, terrific. Kachuk, thanks for calling Leaf Central, coincidentally at lunch. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, guys. Hold on. Yeah, I have a number one, a number three, two number sevens, extra cheese, double pickle, and a jumbo supersized Diet Coke. Gotta watch the weight, guys. Diet. Training camp's coming up.
Well, yeah, how does it feel back? Feel to be back in St. Louis? I mean, we know what it was like last time you were
here. Ah, the city of love. I love St. Louis. I miss the boys that have been here for years. No, I just can't wait to get in training camp and get into shape.
Really? I thought preseason already started. But listen, how do you? I was just talking to the guys here at Leaf Central, and we were talking about how exciting it is to see the development of St. Louis, especially with the new president. John Davidson.
Who?
John Davidson, one of the, probably the most popular NHL broadcasters.
Oh, JD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, JD.
Mm-hmm.
You looking forward to working under him?
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. I just can't wait.
Good. Well,
Guys, I got to go.
No.
My order's up. I should get going.
Well, what about your buddy, Wade? I mean, you're looking forward to...
Don't worry about my buddy, Wade. Worry about my Wade.
I think we're a little bit confused here, so...
I gotta go. This is Keith Kachuk. I gotta go. And I'll have fries with that. We'll see ya.
Wow. Yikes, guys. I was gonna say with Davidson at the helm, yeah, St. Louis could be fighting for second spot in Central, but now with talking to Kachuk, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, he didn't seem to realize that not only has training camp started, but the preseason has begun.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say about him, the only benefit with having Kachuk is him playing again with Wade. They seem to get along, but we know what it was like a couple of years ago when he came to St. Louis's training camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when he's healthy, though, and at the proper weight, he can get quite a few points, point per game at least.
Well, I don't know about these days, maybe in the past, but he's definitely a contributor still. But I would look to a guy like Correa, who I think is still one of the smartest, most creative players in the league. For some reason, people seem to overlook this guy. And he's looking for his 10th straight 20-goal season. I think he's going to be a huge contributor in St. Louis.
I agree. I've always loved Correa. I think he's underrated and an incredible hockey player.
What magazine was it that his picture, he looks like a total chick? Which one was that?
I think it was McKean's.
McKean's?
Yeah.
Well, take a look at that picture. He looks like half a woman. But he is a good player.
But that doesn't have anything to do with his hockey playing ability.
That's true.
However, the other thing with St. Louis is I think their defense is completely underrated. Ever since Brewer left Edmonton, people have forgotten about the guy. Don't forget they picked up McKee. I think it only gets better considering their 2006 number one draft pick, Eric Johnson. He's going to get a shot this year, and I think it'll be interesting to see how he adjusts to the NHL game.
And don't forget also Barrett Jackman, who won the Conn Smythe, 5 years ago? Then I guess the rash of injuries is just kind of take him out of the picture. But if he can bring his game back to the way it was in his rookie year, he's stalwart on the back end.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's rolled out with Jackman yet. This guy, it might be a breakout year for him, or at least to bring him back onto pace. What do you guys think about Legacy in goal? He seemed to prove himself last year, but do you think he is the man in between the pipes that St. Louis has been missing the last couple of years?
Well, I do. I don't see any reason not to go with him.
He's no Theodore.
He's much better and way improved.
I'm still not sold on Legacy, though. I don't know. There's something about him that he doesn't seem solid, and the consistency doesn't seem to be there.
Well, I think he's been overshadowed by when he was playing on Detroit, the guys in front of him, he never really had a chance to be the man of the team.
Yeah,
and I think in St. Louis he's going to get that chance.
You know, I would have to disagree with that statement. I did think he was given a shot the first year that Babcock was coach.
He was given a shot. He was given playing time.
That's no doubt. I just think when you're talking about Detroit, people aren't going to talk about Legacy. They're going to talk about Shanahan. They're going to talk about Fedorov. They're going to talk about Dasku.
Yeah, right.
And Zetterberg. However, I think the missing piece of the puzzle in St. Louis is now Andy Murray. behind the bench, and he's going to be the one who's going to tie these guys together, including Legacy.
Just quickly to go back to Legacy, numbers last year are pretty good, though. Although he got injured, 23 wins, 15 losses, 5 overtime losses, 5 shutouts. That's pretty good.
Wow.
And he had a little streak there.
Do you think Legacy the number one goalie this year for St. Louis?
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. He proved that last year.
But you got to think of the team he was on, too, last year in Detroit.
Well, no, he was on St. Louis for the last half.
Yeah,
of the
he was. No, he was on all last
was he
year.
For the whole season.
Yeah, he was
the whole
injured.
Year.
Well,
yeah.
he was injured and he split it with it. Yeah, you are. Yeah,
yeah, and then they did pick up Toivonen from Boston. I don't know if that kid's got the potential.
The guys, they're going to give him a shot because, like everybody said, Legacy is still completely unproven. But I think you're going to see Legacy take it to the end. And I'd be amiss
in the
end.
You think Legacy will keep it?
Oh yeah, yeah. He'll take him to potentially to the playoffs. I'm going to put St. Louis out of the playoffs, but I'm going to put him on the bubble. I won't be shocked to see them get in. And I'd be amiss not to mention Brad Boyes. I think this will be the year to finally get him back to the potential that was expected when he was with the Leafs.
Boston gave up on him when I don't think they should have.
Boston gave up on everybody.
Yeah, no, but I mean with Bergeron, he was incredible, and that
even Joel Thornton.
Well, there you go. I mean, if they're going to give up on Joel Thornton, might as well give up on Boyd.
And just to throw it out there, Brad, if you're listening, remember, we are family. I know it's far removed, but any tickets you want to send our way, I'd be happy to take.
Who the hell is this?
First of all,
he's not listening. Yeah.
Second cousins are not far removed, and third of all, it's shameful for you to mention that. How unprofessional.
Oh, way to drop names.
But we will accept free tickets.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, anything else for St. Louis, or are you all wrapped up for them?
I'm cool.
All right. Yep. So we are moving on then to Columbus. Have they improved at all?
Not looking good.
Agreed.
Yeah, not looking good at all. With McLean out, that's probably the only positive out of this whole team. Doug McLean, the GM, of course.
Oh.
It's just going to take some time for whoever comes in to fix up his mess. There's really no positives throughout the offseason. They're clearly in a rebuilding mode. We got Derek Brassard, who's the only really rookie that has any potential. He's a definite positive, but there's still some questions regarding his strength and experience, whether he'd even be able to contribute this year. Zhirdev, you talked about... who the hell did we talk about earlier on Montreal?
Kovalev.
Yeah, same thing. Who the hell knows with this guy? The guy can be amazing, or he can pack it in for the year.
He's underachieved by far.
Last year was an absolute embarrassment. And on the same note, Nash, the guy is obviously a goal scorer, but that's about it.
But no one gives him the puck. Who's there to give him the puck? Yeah, anybody?
You know,
Fedorov?
He's always injured.
Most people are fed up with the guy, too, because he gets the puck, and that's it. What's he going to do with it?
He's a one-man show. That's all he is.
And his numbers last year were terrible. Finally, Hitchcock... I don't know about Hitchcock. It's either going to be... I think it's the same situation as Keenan. This guy's either going to be able to tie these kids together. He obviously did right the ship a bit last year, but he's the kind of guy who will either piss people off or will motivate them to success, and it's just a matter of seeing what happens. We all know that he has a sandpaper reputation, and he could either cause guys to be better or he'll have the floundering players slide to the bottom.
You know, I heard an interesting point on some other show that had to do with lunch, and that is Pekka. Slotted probably for the second line. Do you think he's going to break out offensively like he used to have some talent in, or what?
Well, Pekka was never really an offensive player.
No, but much better than he has been the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I got a bit of personal bias. I'm not a big fan of Pekka at all. I think Toronto was not a good fit for him because this guy needs to be on the second or third line. He needs to rack up the minutes to be
so
able
he
to
will
play
be on,
to
the,
his
on Columbus.
Yeah, and in Columbus he will get the ice time that he needs. Whether or not that'll improve his play, I don't know. He is a so-called defensive specialist.
I guess he's worn out
the best pound per pound hitter in the NHL.
But I mean, penalty kill.
An absolute overstatement to begin with.
Yeah. Penalty kill, you really can't get much better than Pekka out there. And even if you keep him as a specialty teams type of guy, he seems like the type of guy that doesn't need tons of minutes to at least be effective in a defensive way.
Well, see, I don't know. See, I'm thinking Pekka, yeah, he's a good defensive player, but if you're talking about value for your money, look at the Leafs last year. They signed Pekka, they signed Travis Green. I would have taken Travis Green at a quarter of the price of Pekka for the same effectiveness.
I, you know what? If I had to choose somebody for my penalty killing line, I'd definitely choose Pekka on my PK1 line.
The way he blocked shots and stuff like that and completely fearless of that puck.
Another there was rumors, of course, in the off season of trading Stajan and keeping Pekka. Anybody would have done that?
Not a chance.
Not in a second. Nope.
Anybody?
No way. You know what? I would have.
Really? Oh, you think he's...
Even after the injury?
Well, injuries come and go, right?
No.
And he hasn't been proven to be injury-prone.
Pekka. Yeah, for Pekka, they come and go and come and go and come and go.
And it'll stay for a season.
Last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Fedorov, is he still on Columbus? I was wondering, will he improve this year?
Fedorov is 38 years old. He played most of the last year at defense.
But will he pick up his game like he did?
I don't know what you expect from the guy. Like
he's got so much skill, though. I mean, he could pick it up. You never know. But
he's way past his prime. He's been forced into a defensive role. I don't know what to think of him.
Well, in Detroit was his prime year.
Yeah, that's gone, coming.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, so I think he will, but I don't think he. It's a 50-50 chance he will.
80-20.
I think a couple of bright spots are Nikolai Zverev.
Possibly.
Possibly. Well, I mean, the year prior to last year, he showed a bunch of, what's the word?
Potential.
Promise. That's the word. Promise.
Like we said, it's the Kovalev syndrome.
Yeah, it's true. And David Vrbony, I mean, he stepped up in midseason.
Yeah.
He's at 30-plus years old and said, hey, I can play in the NHL.
Oh, yeah, this is hockey. I know.
Yeah, let's get some points.
Sure beats bobsledding.
All right. All right, so now we're going to move on to a very controversial team that we've heard of quite a bit of in Toronto and who's lost a lot of players. That's Nashville.
Well, the only reason we've been hearing about Nashville is because of Balselli's bid to buy them and bring them to, rumor has it, Hamilton.
The Hamilton Predators you're talking about, yes.
Exactly.
Ad nauseam.
Whether it's Hamilton or Kitchener or whatever, but I think what's really happening in Nashville has been drowned out by all of this ownership rumors. What it has caused, though, is a major salary dump in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Because there was a selling of the team. We didn't know where it was going, and they were just trying to dump their big salaries.
I was shocked when they traded Vakun like that.
I couldn't believe
really?
It either.
Yeah, I just didn't see that coming at all.
Nah.
Well,
good for Florida.
It's like I said, give up. I give up. Okay, we want to sell this team. We want to get out of here, and that's it.
Well, that's right. A lot of big-name losses. We talked about Korea. Vukun, you mentioned. Hartnell's gone. Timonen's gone. You can even maybe throw in Forsberg, I guess.
Yeah.
Really.
But really, this is a deep team. They didn't get as high as they did last year just because of three guys. Can't forget about guys like Sullivan. They've added fellas.
He's gone for most of the year, though.
Is that right?
Sullivan, back surgery. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
For this year coming up?
A lot, like a few months as far as I remember.
Well, that'll
still be wrong.
Predictions for the team. But anyway. They're throwing in guys like Bonk, Jelena, who I think is not exactly the highest skill player on the team, but he's a tremendous addition to the dressing room.
That was just to get to the cap minimum.
Yeah,
but still, he's a good addition to morale. DeVries. They're all great additions. Guys like Shea Weber, who was my best friend in last year's pool, saved my ass.
Yeah,
you're going to see a career year from this guy this year. Nashville, I think, has the potential to hover around where they were last year. I think their big problem is the improvements that other divisional teams made, which will threaten their standings.
All right, so are they going to be basement or are they going to be in the playoffs?
I don't think they're going to be making the playoffs this year.
But
barely?
I don't think so. With Mason in net?
He was pretty high in the goals against, too, and everything like that.
Yeah.
But he only played, like,
exactly,
how many games?
Yeah.
I got an interesting stat about Mason.
Go.
He is third Nashville's all-time wins.
All-time?
All-time wins with
you
40.
Mean in the last
He's
couple
third
years,
best goalie all-time for Nashville.
Well, yeah, but how long is that?
That's still
40
pretty crazy.
Wins, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, not really. 40 wins?
Yeah, I mean, Vokun's number one with 100+. I think 120? 161.
I think Vokun will pass that this year.
Oh.
80 wins. I'm sorry, Vokun, Mason.
Mason, 80 wins.
You think Florida's going to do that?
Two losses.
Mason was another seal in the pool last year, but it's a lot of pressure on the guy to go number one for the remainder of the season. I have Nashville out of the playoffs. I don't think they'll do it.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I think they'll lose a number one spot in the division, and that'll force them out.
Well, they never had the number one spot in the division, did they? Last year, did they? That's a good question. We'll look into that. And in the meantime,
Detroit was always first. In the
yeah, that's
oh,
what I thought. Yeah,
of course, that's
Detroit.
Why
Six
last.
Years in a row for Detroit.
I know. Seven coming up this year.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Anything else about Nashville that you wanted to point out?
No, let's do Detroit.
Oh, Oh, yeah, we're on to Detroit already. All right, most consistent, of course.
Yeah, and really, what's to say? They're on the way again for the seventh straight divisional lead. And what's to change? Not much. But consider this last year, and it's been said ad nauseum, Detroit plays or face Chicago, Columbus,
Chicago.
St. Louis.
Chicago.
You're right from Chicago there. Chicago.
Chicago. No, that's Boston.
Oh, Boston. Sorry.
Anyway, they play the Blackhawks, the Blue Jackets, and the Blues 24 times last year, and they will do again this year. And that's an awful lot of points. That's potentially 48 points from just Chicago and Columbus alone.
That's been the knock that why they win so easily every year.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it's the same thing with Brodeur on defensively minus a New Jersey. Is he really the greatest goaltender? Whatever. The point is Detroit has a powerhouse team. They are playing a couple of minor league teams in a weak division. They're still I'm predicting them to get number one seed. I'm predicting them to get first in the West.
I agreed.
I can't disagree with that. It's too good. They're too good.
Now, you think Hasek will be back for another season?
He's back, but that's the question I had. Yeah, do you think he has enough to carry him on their back?
But do you think he'll play and go out for a groin injury and he'll be missing the rest of the season, like rest of the 40-game schedule?
Nope. I think he still has at least one more good year.
They played him perfectly last year. I don't know. He got like 50-something games.
Yeah. 56.
56, yeah. Oh. I heard a little rumor that he wouldn't dress if Osgood was the thing and they had to put someone else as the backup. I don't know if that was true.
Was that last year?
Yeah, but that's pretty – that's, you know, Hasek's a weirdo.
He's a strange bird.
Goalie superstitions, if you ask me.
Here's a very important question for Detroit. Are Lidstrom and Chelios ever going to stop being as solid as they are?
That's more of an important question for the rest of the league.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well.
Are they ever going to be not unstoppable?
How old is Chelios now?
Not 300?
You mean stoppable?
I think he's close to Methuselah's age.
45 this year.
45 this year. Yeah.
And I think Chelios should retire.
I agree with that.
Yeah. No way. That guy's in mint condition and he's 45. Like,
that guy
he's never going to.
So much emphasis on physical training.
Just because he's your age and you're not playing in the NHL doesn't mean you should get jealous.
And doesn't he sauna like for hours on end every day and weight trains in the sauna? Like crazy stuff like that.
I saw him on SportsCenter go bobsledding one year.
Yeah. I've heard that. He puts his bike in the sauna. He bikes in the sauna.
I heard that he eats 2 dozen raw eggs every morning with the chick still alive inside.
I also hear he eats children.
Yes, little babies.
Little children.
On the bench.
That's some sort of voodoo.
For the vitamins.
Right?
This guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. I mean,
he's very healthy.
Is it even close to possible that he could play till he's 50? Is that even possible?
Didn't Howe do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's retired for a bit.
Well, he came back for one game a couple of years ago. Play with
a couple years ago. Wow, he must have been like 80.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah,
He played
one shift with Hartford.
Yeah, that was just a like you know like Millbury.
Greatest logo.
Not Millbury.
And he was 62 when he played the game.
Okay, so we know that Chelios isn't going to reach 62. Is he going to reach 50?
I think it's not impossible.
Not
it all depends on health.
Do you mean, is he going to play so hard that he'll eventually die before he reaches 50?
No.
Or do you think he'll be in the NHL
until he's 50? Yes, that was...
You know what? Yeah, why not? This guy's a freak of nature.
This is how I see it for the Central Division. I see Detroit on top, putting them in first overall. Nashville, St. Louis, Chicago, and Columbus. St. Louis just might make the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, so I think we've pretty much covered... Well, we have covered every team in the Western Conference. James, you had another point there?
I was just wondering, who do you think is going to finish first in the Western Conference out of the top?
You just said Detroit. I agree with that.
Also Detroit, yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I
don't think anybody
Detroit.
Else.
No one says
Detroit.
The Anaheim? Tough.
Maybe Anaheim could. They could fight for it.
I don't think
it'll
so.
It'll be a tough climb.
I thought it was interesting getting back to Detroit. I hate to go back to that. But do you know how average minutes that Chelios had on the ice last year? 45 years old, 44 years old?
Can we all guess here?
Almost 19 minutes.
I was going to say 20.
That's crazy. Pushing 20 minutes at that age. He's amazing.
Which is like senior citizen for the NHL. That's exactly. Like 85 for our.
I heard that time that he wasn't on the bike, wasn't on the ice. He was on the bike in the sauna.
Yeah, eating babies.
Eating babies.
That's some weird juju he's got going on.
Juju?
Hey,
yeah,
it works. Like, if it works.
That's like, you know, voodoo.
Juju?
Juju yeah. Is voodoo?
Yeah, you never heard that
before? I thought that was a candy.
It's also a candy.
Man, maybe I should stop
eating
those.
Why would you change the first letter?
What?
Voodoo, juju. It's one letter. What's the difference?
You know what? We better look that up. If we had internet, we would. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure
we got to talk to IT.
Our fact checker's broken.
Wayne, sorry, guys. Wayne, get on the phone with IT. See,
all right, you're all talking over each other now, so relax.
Well, the conference is over, so it's free for all.
Yeah. Okay, before we sign off, we have one more segment, and Jamie's going to take that segment.
Yeah, the name of the segment is Wayne's Word.
Excellent.
Wayne's Word. Party on. Excellent. And the point of this segment is simply, it's very simple. We're going to ask Wayne here to spell the last name of an NHL hockey player. This time he's going to be from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we're going to ask Dave, Brian, and Chris what order or how many letters of his last name he's going to get right in the correct spot. And if it's confusing, it'll be explained in our blog, and we'll have a win-loss record.
That's unlikely.
All right.
I hope it's not.
What's the name?
So today's word is Toskala.
Ooh.
Toskala. Toskala.
Do I even know how to spell Toskala?
So, Dave, how many do you think he's going to get right in the correct order?
I'm going to say I think he's going to do four.
Four?
Yep.
Wow.
I hope so.
Okay.
Wayne, I got you on this one.
Don't shake your head, Wayne. I want you to be like, yes, I will. I'll get them all.
Brian, how many?
You'll lose because I say Wayne's going to get them all.
Oh.
Ooh.
Whoa. Well, let me count.
How many letters are there? You should have had that ready.
Fact checker says seven.
Seven letters? Okay, so you say seven. Dave said
four.
I said four.
That's faith.
I'm going to say three. I don't have faith.
And he's your brother.
Hey, well.
Okay, so, and you know
we'll
what?
We need a fact checker on that
me,
one.
Me, I'm going to say he's going to get one.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I hate this guy.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so Wayne, Toskala.
What's the origin of the name, please?
The origin of the name is from the NHL. He is from Finland, and he currently plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And the name is Toskala.
Yeah.
Yes, his last name is Toskala.
Okay. T-O-L-A-S-K.
T-O-L-A-S-K.
Tolask.
Tolask.
How many? Did anybody get that right?
Two.
I was going to say two.
Said two.
Tolask.
I said one.
That's not good enough.
Okay.
I missed the A.
T.
You missed a lot, Wayne.
T. So, he actually is missing a letter. The correct pronunciation is T-O.
Pronunciation? Spelling?
Spelling. Yes. Toskala. Yeah, the correct spelling is T-O-S-K-A-L-A.
How many did you get right then? Just the two?
The first two.
Yeah, he got the first two right. So
I thought he'd make it right to the K for sure.
Okay.
No, well, you know what? With Wayne, it's a guarantee that you'll always get the first letter right. So
yeah.
I believe.
Unless it's pterodactyl.
I'm the closest because I didn't go
no,
over.
No, it's got to be bang on or nothing.
Okay. Bang on or nothing.
This isn't the Price is Right. So closest without going over.
Yeah. Well, I like the Price is Right. That's
okay.
Why I liked it.
Let's move on then. That's the end of that segment. We'll probably be doing that every week. And just before we wrap up, I just wanted to refresh your memories. Our email address is leafcentral@gmail.com. Our blog spot is Leafs. What is it, Brian? leafcentral@lunch.blogspot.com.
LeafCentral@lunch. All one.
Oh,
one
that word. Is not the at symbol.
Yes.
AT. LeafCentral@lunch.blogspot.com. Don't forget our emails can be preceded by our first names. Chris, Wayne, James, Dave, or Brian.leafcentral@gmail.com.
Okay, and we mentioned that we had a pool going on. It's on the Sporting News website, and Brian's going to just give you the details of that, and we'll also rehash it on our Blogspot just so you can follow through. We welcome as many people as possible to join the pool, see who can win. We already have about seven people joined, I think.
So. Just to keep in mind, it is free. So it's not
it's free.
Yeah, and it's just for bragging rights. Again, it's at sportingnews.ca. Sportingnews.com. What you have to do is register a new team, name it whatever you like, And then after the team has been registered, you can select a league, and the league is called Leafs Central. There's no password. You can join at any time, and you'll see our teams on there. We'll all have individual teams, and the rules are explained on the site. And again, as we said, more information will be said at our blog at leafcentralatlunch.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and just remember, you actually have to register for the Sporting News site. That is also free, so you have to have a, you know, login name and password and stuff. When you pick a team and they ask you to join an existing league, you can just look under L and you can find us at Leaf Central.
That's right. It's all very straightforward, and like I said, it'll be on our blog. And please, please, even if you hate this podcast, join our pool. It'll make us feel a lot better about
ourselves. I was wondering if I could get all these email addresses emailed to me, because it's a lot to remember.
What are you talking about?
All right, that's enough for this show. I have no idea what Jimmy's talking about. We'll figure that out after. Thanks for listening to Leaf Central.
..
At lunch. And we'll hear you, see you next time for episode 2, where we are going to give our previews for the Eastern Conference. And of course, we will be a lot more Leaf Central since the Leafs are in the Eastern Conference. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening, all.
Goodbye.
Listen all. Bye.